Nina, you can't cross the bridge, my father said. It's dangerous for you over there. There are men with guns everywhere, and they watch the bridge night and day. And Dragan can't come here, not now. We must all wait. Perhaps one day you can see him again.
Wait, said Nina, and the tears came to her eyes again. For how long?
A week later, Nina left our house very early one morning. Nobody heard her. Dragan left his house too, and they both walked carefully and quietly to the bridge. They just wanted to see each other. Nina left a message for us in her room.
I'm not going onto the bridge, the message said, but I must see him. I can't wait any longer.
We waited all day. Where was she? My mother phoned all our friends, but nobody had any news. Then, that evening, an old friend of the family came to the door.
I have some terrible news, he said. I'm so sorry, so sorry.
At once, my mother began to cry. My father put his arm around her.
Tell us, he said. It's about my daughter, yes? My little Nina.
It happened this morning,
our friend said.
On the bridge, your daughter saw her boyfriend, Dragan, on the other side. She called his name, and he ran onto the bridge. And somebody shot him. When he fell, she ran onto the bridge at once. She took him in her arms, but somebody shot her too.